This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. Good to see you. Sorry for being late. If you're new to meditation, I hope to give some clear guidance. It's something that we can do. We use our normal mental abilities. We don't have to scramble to come up with something new. We use our ability to decide where to place our attention, and we do it in a doable way. We'll focus on sounds, on sensations in our bodies. The reason we approach it this way is something about this activity of focusing attention on something real in our experience that's not charged with a lot of emotion or pain. If we do that for a while, the mind naturally becomes calmer, more clear, and settled. And most forms of meditation begin this way. With mindfulness, then, we also will notice those moments when the attention has drifted. We're daydreaming, planning, worrying. We might use a quiet thought just to recognize thinking, planning, worrying, and so forth. We don't fight whatever has pulled our attention away. There's a permission just to include it, to be real, and then to come back, bringing the attention back to the breath or wherever we were trying to focus. So, let's go ahead. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in-breath and out-breath, maybe even a sigh with the out-breath. Yeah, and then letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. Notice how easy it is. We direct attention to this part of our experience. We don't have to get rid of other things happening in our experience, but in the midst of what is happening, just giving priority to sounds, not trying to hear everything or make a journal. Just noticing moment after moment some of the sounds that are present. This is doable. It's something that we can do. We don't have to get something out of the sounds. So the mind is spacious and open. Sounds can come from anywhere. So the job is minimal. But it does take some effort and patience. If it seems too easy, that's okay. Just still summon that patience to keep with it. Then you can stay with sounds. Come back to sounds whenever you wish. It's also good to practice with sensations in our bodies in a similar way. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, so to speak, just focusing now on what you can feel in your body, vibration, pressure, softness, and so forth. Beginning just with the body generally, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. So we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. And these tend to be pretty good for our purposes. These sensations that we can feel as the in-breath begins, the abdomen, the chest, or at the nose. In ordinary daily life, these sensations kind of taken for granted, not noticed typically. For our purposes, they're valuable. Just what it feels like as the in-breath begins in the abdomen, sensations tightening, rising, tensing, likewise in the chest, a flow of fine sensations at the nose. Sensations as the out-breath begins, falling, softening, dissolving. So again, these are noticeable. They might be faint and so forth, but the one question to help clarify would be, how do you know when the in-breath is beginning? Right? It's not an abstract thing. It's actual sensation. If for any reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, we can come back to sounds or even focus on sensations in our hands or feet and so forth. But the breath tends to work pretty well m most of the time. Just knowing when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. Again, not trying to feel everything, maybe kind of focusing in the abdomen or the chest or the nose. So again, this is something that we can do, and we don't have to figure out how to extract something from the sensations or anything like that. We don't have to figure out how to make it work. But there is something about this activity that definitely works to create conditions for more clarity, stability, and so forth. So where we make the effort is just the focusing of attention, sustaining the attention. With these very simple, ordinary sensations. And then when we notice the attention has drifted, as it will, just including in the meditation, insofar as we have that permission just to be real, to notice that we're thinking a lot, that there are emotions. We don't have to stop anything. We can kind of recognize maybe that quiet whisper of a label, thinking. Planning, worrying, maybe with emotions, a quiet whisper, recognizing anxiety, joy, sorrow, fear, whatever. But this isn't the place to kind of do a lot of analysis and so forth. Sometimes our minds will take off, but just kind of that simple body connection. So coming back to the breath when we can, the next in-breath, and so forth. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a couple more minutes for the meditation together. No rush. So, thank you. We'll end the meditation there. I don't have my bells today. And I'm in Diana Winston's office. And I've teased her, my colleague at UCLA, for a long time. I've teased her for years that she never has a bell. And sure enough, I don't see a bell. But we don't need a bell. We don't need a lot to meditate, you know? We don't need bells. We can do it wherever we are. We can sh do it this way with each other. If it's your first time, you know, it may be that the period of time we took, or that period of silence, was a bit much. You know, so even a few minutes can seem like a long time if you're new to this, and you don't need to do it for a long, long time. But doing it regularly, then one begins to get a feel for why. Human beings have explored this and practiced this so seriously in many different contexts. You know, we don't have to get rid of thoughts to meditate. The thoughts can be running in the background and pulling our attention now and then. But so we don't have to fix that. Just in the same way, we don't have to fix ambient sounds, right, that might be going on and so forth. And we can still kind of keep the attention focused and sustained fairly well, and that is the catalyst for concentration, for deepening concentration. And admittedly, you know, just it can be hard to believe that such a simple activity would have good effects, you know. And in principle, for as far as I can tell, there's no reason why we, you know, if we were doing this, we would, you know, wouldn't just get more and more bored and so forth. But in fact, it actually has good effects, even though boredom will be a part of it at times. So, the past few weeks, we've talked about using thoughts in different ways. So, just last week, we talked about using quiet whispers just to label the beginning of the in-breath in or rising. A quiet whisper of a thought out or falling as the out breath begins. And so that can be a tool, but it's not essential to do it. But it's something that one can keep in mind to kind of an aid, especially at times when the mind does seem a bit wild. And likewise, when the attention is pulled away from the breath, well, it's typically pulled to something. There's some object of consciousness that is present, thoughts typically, perhaps pain or some emotion and so forth. Sometimes a sound will, when we're trying to stay with the breath, sometimes a sound will quite naturally draw our attention. So we can use thoughts in that way just to recognize, oh, hearing or thinking, planning, worrying, and so forth. So we can use thoughts as a support, But again, these are just tools. So when it feels that it's cluttering the experience unnecessarily, it's good just to drop it. And then, of course, we use thoughts in complementary meditations, such as sharing joy, where we think about something good that has happened for someone, and we wish them even more. This is a separate type of meditation, a family of meditations, such as sharing joy or compassion, thinking of someone in trouble and wishing them well. Probably the most commonly taught complement to the basics of mindfulness is loving kindness, metta, where we think of someone and appreciate their goodness, right? And wish them well. So we'll continue that theme over the next few weeks and come back to that next week. Yeah, I'm here because I have another gig at 1 o'clock nearby, so need to go. Thank you for your practice, and we'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.